Wyoming Public Radio's Capitol Hill correspondent Matt Laszlo was in the Capitol when it was stormed by Trump supporters this week. He joins us now and says he was covering the Senate.
I was posted up right outside of the Senate chamber. You always see the security detail around the vice president, but the security detail, especially the Secret Service, they're usually, you know, calm, not flustered at all. But I saw four or five Secret Service agents whispering to each other right outside of the chamber. And then three or four other Secret Service members were going by the windows, looking out right over where President-elect Biden will get inaugurated. And so, as a curious reporter, I follow the police. And if their eyes are over there, my eyes are over there. And that's where I first felt the reverberations of the blast grenades. But I had no idea what was going on. But I could see police officers not freaking out, because at first I thought it was a gunshot. But more than a gunshot, because you could actually feel it in the Capitol. And there's these puffs of smoke. And then all these Capitol police officers, they just kept coming with crates and crates and crates of bottles of water. And it was because of all the tear gas, which was way lower than I could have seen. But I saw about five or six Capitol police officers brought up, some just reeling in pain. It was really painful to watch. And then slowly they retreated and mayhem ensued.
So where were you when people started entering the building?
I was still there. So I was on the second floor of the Capitol, and I'll plug myself as a freelancer. I did a bunch of tweeting on it at my handle, at Matt Laszlo. But I was perched right above, so kind of right across from Mitch McConnell's office on the second floor. But right underneath it is the first floor, and that's right where they were breaching. So I was recording video, and you see all these people there, and I, like everyone else, thought the U.S. Capitol, like the White House, is one of the most secure buildings on the planet. But then at a certain point, I couldn't even see the windows break. I later saw the footage on Fox News, but you just heard these cheers and all these people from the back rushed, and there was no space for them. So it was like, oh no, they're inside the building. And I'm laughing now, but then I wasn't laughing. And that's when officers said, go. And they kicked us out of the second floor. They took every senator who was walking around the chamber, ushered them in real quick, locked the doors. Me and a bunch of other reporters huddled in their radio TV gallery, which is on the fourth floor of the Capitol, for a couple hours. And once we heard tear gas and stuff was being deployed in the rotunda, we went down, me and a Colorado Public Radio reporter went down to grab gas masks, which is on the third floor. And when I got out there, there weren't the police officers who were usually standing there. Instead, there were people with don't tread on me flags, MAGA hats, and they didn't look like they loved the press corps. So we just beelined it back upstairs, locked the doors, covered up insignias, just as Radio TV Correspondence Gallery. We've been called the enemy for more than 4 years now. So I did not want to alert anyone that there was a bunch of reporters in there. Luckily, no one got up. We're kind of tucked in a hard-to-find place, but it was hard. Fox Radio News reporter, who's a good buddy of mine, he had a panic attack. It was scary.
Could you hear things?
Oh, we could hear chants of USA, USA from within the building. We would kind of go out a little bit to peek. And again, knowing that the Capitol Police had completely abandoned the third floor of the Capitol, we kind of just all decided together to not really show ourselves. So I didn't see the rotunda and that stuff get breached. Eventually, some officers came, and then they escorted us. And the windows were broken, and they were spraying pepper spray out of them. So the whole entire hallway was filled with pepper spray. And because we couldn't get the gas masks earlier, that didn't feel good. So we kind of ran through. So they booted us to some cafeteria where we huddled for 3 or 4 hours. It was a long day.
Matt Laszlo visiting with us. Matt, I want to ask you, one of the things that seemed interesting to me is it seemed like there were people in Congress who didn't want to overturn the vote totals, but we're going to have an open mind and let other people talk. Did that attitude change when they came back later in the day?
Yeah, everyone was, I almost want to say deflated, but you really felt the mood change in the Republican Party. And even this morning, I was watching Fox and Friends, and was watching Fox all day, actually. And you're starting to see a real change in how Republicans and conservatives are talking about President Trump. So we're wondering here in this rumorville of Washington, how much of this is some of them trying to save face now that Trump's going out of office. Or I think with a lot of them, it was really unsettling to be in the Capitol. Like, it was terrifying, really kind of focused a lot of people.
Well, Matt, we're happy you're safe. Thank you for taking time with us, and let's hopefully we can get you back reporting here in the not-too-distant future. Matt Laszlo, our reporter in Washington, and who certainly had an interesting day this week as the Capitol was stormed. Thank you.
Thank you.